You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is the book of Luke, chapter 11, from verse 1 to 4. Now it came to pass, as he was praying in a certain place, when he had ceased, one of his disciples said to him, "Lord, teach us to pray, as John also taught his disciples." So he said to them, "When you pray, say, 'Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us day by day our daily bread, and forgive our sins. For we also forgive everyone who is indebted to us. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one." The first thing I want you to note is this. The disciple that asked Jesus to teach them to pray, he said, "Lord, teach us to pray, as John taught his disciples." Was that not insulting? Jesus had just finished praying. They don't want to learn how Jesus was praying. They were asking Jesus how the disciples of John were praying. They wanted Jesus to teach them how John taught his own disciples to pray. "We are also your disciples. We have been following you. John had taught his own disciples. Why have you not taught us how to pray?" But Jesus was not offended. Jesus didn't take it personal. He responded to their question. Then again, I'm wondering, why is it that they had to ask Jesus to teach them how to pray before he would teach them? I thought all they were doing was to pray. No, they were not praying. Jesus spent most of his time with them, teaching them. Of course, Jesus personally was praying. We read here that he was praying in a certain place. And Jesus didn't bother. He didn't say, "You my disciple, you are seeing me praying every day, but you will sit down." They didn't know how to pray. They didn't understand how to pray, but Jesus was praying. Is that not instructive to you? Then Jesus said, "When you pray," he says, "say, 'Our Father in heaven.'" Two things Jesus taught them about prayer. It's a conversation. And two, he gave them a model. Or basically, what the summary of the content of the prayer should be. But my focus on today is on the simplicity and the conversational approach of prayer. You see, prayer is very simple. Prayer is very easy. But human beings have complicated prayer. Do you know, as human beings, we love to make things complicated for others. We love things to become difficult. Look at Jesus. He was praying every day. His own disciple was not praying. He was teaching them, though, about prayer. And then when they ask him to teach them how to pray, what he asked them to say, if we just take it, that's what he taught them, is something they could recite in 2 minutes. Today, when you go to some circle that you want to be praying, they say, "In this place, when we pray for 5 hours, we are just warming up." How do you want people to pray in that situation? They tell people, "If you can't pray for 10 hours, you can't be my pastor. If you can't pray for 8 hours, if you can't wake up every night, 1 a.m., and pray for at least 5 hours, then you are not serious." So they've made prayer look like a complicated thing. They've made prayer look like a difficult thing. In my early days of Christianity, I thought prayer was a very difficult thing. So I decided to give attention to scriptures, that I was going to study my Bible, and anyhow I see Jesus pray, that's what I'm going to follow. So I just shut my mind to all the things people are saying today, all they are doing, and I simply follow Jesus. When I looked at his prayer in John chapter 17, it was exactly what Jesus taught them here. Simple, plain conversation that could be recorded. It was not about the duration of hours. The way we talk about hours today, "Can you pray for 3 hours? Have you been? I prayed for 5 hours. I prayed for 10 hours. You see, human beings, we pride in anything that the flesh can do. They've made prayer complicated for people. In fact,
If you pray the way Jesus asked you to pray, you will actually say to yourself that you have not prayed. So you thought that in prayer, you must shake, you must move, you must shout, you must be there for hours and hours, even when you don't have what to pray. Brethren, prayer is simple. Prayer is not complicated. Don't think that the prayer that will shake heaven has to be a prayer that must be violent and you must lose your voice because you are praying. Jesus made prayer simple. Let's not complicate it. Just go before the Lord. Just express your heart the way you will talk to me as human being. Just go ahead and speak to the Father. May the Lord give you understanding. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. To find out more about the Living Throne Ministry, please visit our website, livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.